And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Officials in Thailand say a diver has died while working on the rescue operation of 12 boys trapped in a flooded cave. The boys and their soccer coach have been trapped deep inside the cave for nearly 2 weeks. The Thai diver was taking supplies to the group when he died from lack of oxygen. Spain's legendary Running of the Bulls begins today in Pamplona. The nine-day festival draws more than 1 million visitors each year and pumps more than $85 million into the economy. Royals get back to work tonight after an off day yesterday. They welcome the AL East leading Red Sox to Kauffman tonight. That's the first of a three-game series. And police say a 19-year-old man flipped his car in Madison, Wisconsin, then fled the scene, took off some clothes, and pretended to be a jogger unconnected to the wreck. The unidentified man made a lane change Tuesday evening at the same time as another car. He overcorrected, hit the shoulder, and his car overturned, coming to rest in a group of trees. Police say the suspect driver fled, stripped some clothing, but was caught by officers after he initially claimed he was an uninvolved jogger. Officers ticketed the man and say a series of sobriety tests showed the man was not impaired.
He was not impaired?
Not impaired.
Is he a superhero?
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
The Totally 80s Weekend kicks off tonight at 5 right here on KC 102.1. All your favorites from the 80s, just like that, from Michael Jackson. It is time now for Jen's Impossible Question, trying to get your answers at 576-7102. The question this morning: you are 50% more likely to do this on a weekend than during the week. What are we talking about? Let's start with line one. Good morning. What's your guess?
Yes. Is it mow the lawn?
Not mowing.
Okay.
Thanks. Hey, what's your guess?
Take a nap.
It is. Take a nap.
All right.
Yes. Do you get some naps in during the week or on a weekend?
Yes, during the weekend.
Yeah. You got it. Who is this?
Dakota,
we are going to hook you up with a $50 gift card to Rally House in Kansas Sampler. Hang on, all right?
All righty, thank you.
Joey, the producer, I was just telling you I'm going to need a nap today because I was out at Sprint Center last night, saw Escape, Belle Biv DeVoe, and SWV. Did not get home till midnight, which when you turn around and your alarm goes off at 3:45?
Yeah, no, I've done that plenty of times.
Ooh, that's a... It's an early morning.
Yeah, I've gone to plenty concerts and I've slept in that couch right in the lounge.
Yes, right down the hall here.
It's going to save me time. It's better than 4 hours of sleep.
Then I walk in the door and I get the text from Truda that says, "Hey guys, I'm going back to bed. I don't feel good." And I'm like, "You know what? 3 hours of sleep here, buddy. It's cool though. We're here." Joy,
hey,
as producer.
Long as he doesn't get us sick, that's the important thing.
Good call.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Truda is out sick once again. Joey, the producer, is here. I'm Jen. Celebrating birthdays today, actor Ned Beatty is 81. Golden Globe winning actor Sylvester Stallone is 72. And actor and comedian Kevin Hart turns 39. So the EMT who was kicked by actress Heather Locklear during a disturbance call wants compensation from the actress. TMZ says the first responder has hired a personal injury lawyer and is seeking compensation for medical bills and emotional abuse. Locklear was arrested for misdemeanor battery after she allegedly attacked a cop and an EMT as they attempted to separate her from family members at her house.
It has not been a good month for Heather.
People magazine asked Hotel Transylvania 3 summer vacation stars Andy Samberg and Selena Gomez to answer some questions from kids. This cute little 5-year-old asked them, who would they bite as a vampire?
Hi, my name's Kiva. I'm 5 years old. Who would you bite if you were a vampire?
That's a very serious question because whoever you bite will live forever with you.
Oh, is that how it works?
I think so.
Okay. I'd say my best friend Courtney.
Probably my wife. But only if she was, like, down for it.
Hotel Transylvania 3 comes out next Friday. We're going to talk about this weekend's new movies and give you a chance to win some movie passes to B&B Theaters at 7:45 right here on the show. And Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez are sparking some engagement rumors. The singer shared a photo of her and the former Major League Baseball player hanging out together on the beach. In it, she's wearing a piece of jewelry on her left ring finger. Lopez just said on Good Morning America recently that she and Rodriguez are taking their time when it comes to marriage. The two have been dating for about a year and a half.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Authorities in Thailand are still trying to figure out how to rescue a young soccer team and their coach from a flooded cave. 12 boys have been trapped deep inside the cave for nearly 2 weeks. A diver recently died while working on a rescue plan for the boys. That diver was taking supplies to the team when he died from a lack of oxygen. Taking time off reduces many people's work stress and re-energizes them, but those benefits disappear fast once they're back on the job. This is all according to a new poll. When people return to work after some time off, 68% of respondents said they were in a better mood, 66% had more energy, and 57% reported feeling more motivated and less stressed. The payoff? Well, 58% said they were more productive, but that post-vacation glow fades fast. For 40%, it was gone within days, while 24% said it vanished as soon as they returned to work.
Was that study done by people who don't want us to take vacation days?
I have like 9 days to use the rest of this year. 9 days.
Maybe
if Brian Trudeau would work sometime, I could take a day off.
Wait, is he sick again?
Sick. He is actually very sick, but off again today.
Hopefully he'll be doing better over the weekend.
Ronda Rousey being enshrined in the UFC Hall of Fame. The 31-year-old became the first woman to be inducted into the Hall of Fame yesterday. Rousey was the faction's first female champion, defending the bantamweight title 6 times between 2012 and 2015. She is currently wrestling with the WWE.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Friday morning on The Show with Jen and Truda, 78 degrees, heading up to a high of 90 for the day. Truda out sick. Joey, the producer's here. I am Jen, and on Friday mornings, we find out how you are hashtag blessed. Coming to Kansas City this Sunday will be Hanson, going to be playing a show at Voodoo Lounge. You do have to be 18 since it's at Harrah's Casino. We got some tickets to give away, so you tell us how you're hashtag blessed. We bless you back with tickets. Let's go ahead and start with line one. Good morning, Shelley.
Hi.
Hi. Are you feeling hashtag blessed?
Yes. I am hashtag blessed because I'm sitting here at Smithville Lake enjoying the water and the nice breeze on a semi-cool morning.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Do you have a little drink there, a little coffee?
I have coffee and water, yes.
Fantastic. Can we hook you up with some tickets? Would you like to go see Hanson on Sunday?
I would love to.
Fantastic. Tickets for you. Hang on the line, okay? KC1021, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, are you feeling hashtag blessed?
I am feeling very hashtag blessed.
How so?
Well, it's payday Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Always fun.
Yeah. And tomorrow is my birthday.
What?
And my daughter comes home after 3 weeks at camp.
Oh, so, nice.
Yeah, very hashtag blessed this week.
Oh, good for you. Celebrating your birthday, getting your daughter. Would you like to take your daughter to see Hanson on Sunday?
I would love to take my daughter to Hanson on Sunday.
Well, happy birthday. Tickets for you.
Awesome. Thank you.
We'll send you over to Voodoo Lounge. Enjoy the show.
Okay, great.
Hang on just a second. Hashtag blessed. Joey, the producer, are you feeling hashtag blessed this morning?
I am. Mainly, my parents, they are in Chicago for the 4th.
Okay.
And more important than any of that, they're going to bring me home some Chicago pizza.
Oh, now do you go Giordano's? What do you do? Paisano's?
Lou Malnetti's.
Aha. We always get pizza from, my in-laws live in Champaign, Illinois, and we get Papadel's. That's good deep dish that you can get frozen, bring it home.
Oh, it's the best getting it frozen. Like, my parents, for I think years, every time we go up to Chicago, we always bring a cooler just to be safe.
So good.
How about you, Jen? How are you hashtag blessed going into the weekend?
I got to be honest. I'm helping 2 different people move. So I'm not, you know, it's going to be 90 degrees. I literally slept 3.5 hours last night because I was out at Sprint Center seeing Escape, Bell Biv DeVoe, and SWV. So helping people move in the heat, I'm not feeling super hashtag. Exactly. Not so much, but it'll be great and it will be helpful. And
it'll feel rewarding.
I'm sure. I'm sure at some point it will.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
There is a huge new movie debuting this weekend. Ant-Man and the Wasp, our very own Paul Rudd. And everything I've read so far looks really good. This review says, everything good about Ant-Man, its heart, its humor, and its brisk take on smaller scale superhero action is back and better. By focusing on its best characters, Ant-Man and the Wasp makes room for convincing relationships and character building.
This is probably actually the best one, in my opinion, of all these Marvel movies.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it's a more expensive Paul Rudd movie. It's still Paul Rudd being very charming and funny.
And Man and the Wasp opening today.
Well, see, that's complicated. Because when I first met Scotty, he was in a bad place. And I'm not talking about Cell Block D. His wife had just filed for divorce. And I was like, damn, homie, she dumped you when you're on lockup? And he was like, yeah, I know. I thought I was going to be with her forever. But now I'm all alone. And I was like, damn, homie, you know what? You got to chin up because you'll find a new partner. But you know what? I'm Luis. And he says, you know what? I'm Scotty. And we're going to be best friends.
Okay, hold on.
If you want to see that film or anything else, we do have a pair of passes to go check out B&B Theaters. Totally 80s Weekend will kick off tonight at 5. A little preview of that now. Huey Lewis just celebrated a birthday. It's the Power of Love, part of Kansas City's best variety. The show with Jen and Truda on KC 1021.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Officials in Thailand say a diver has died while working on the rescue operation of 12 boys trapped in a flooded cave. The boys and their soccer coach have been trapped deep inside the cave for nearly 2 weeks. The Thai diver was taking supplies to the group when he died from lack of oxygen. Spain's legendary Running of the Bulls begins today in Pamplona. The 9-day festival draws more than 1 million visitors each year, pumps more than $85 million into the economy. Royals get back to work tonight after an off day yesterday. They welcome the AL East leading Red Sox to Kauffman tonight. That's the first of a 3-game series.
Did they at least not lose on the off day?
No loss yesterday, Joey. Not a loss yesterday for our Royals.
Positive.
That's right.
They did get lost, which was weird.
That's not the bar.
Police say a 19-year-old man flipped his car in Madison, Wisconsin, then fled the scene, took off some clothes, and pretended to be a jogger, unconnected to the wreck. The unidentified man made a lane change Tuesday evening at the same time as another car. He overcorrected, hit the shoulder, and his car overturned, coming to rest in a group of trees. Police say the suspect driver fled, stripped some clothing, but was caught by officers after he initially claimed he was an uninvolved jogger. Officers ended up ticketing the man. They say after a series of sobriety tests, they showed the man was not impaired.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Coming to Kansas City on Tuesday, Styx, Joan Jett, Tesla, that show at Starlight. We're trying to give some tickets away here. Let's go to the phone lines as we play a round of Urban Myth. Let's start with line one, Greg in Gardner. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Good, doing good.
All right. I'm going to read a statement. You have to tell us if this is truth or myth, all right?
All right.
A U.S. park ranger survived being struck by lightning 7 times. U.S. park ranger survived being struck by lightning 7 times. Is that truth or myth?
True.
It is true. Roy Sullivan has held the world record for most times struck by lightning for decades. The strikes occurred between 1942 and 1977.
Man, that's amazing.
That's incredible. All right, hang on the line, Greg. You're in the running for the tickets. He got his right.
That just does not seem fun.
7 times. Are you holding an umbrella? What are you doing?
I'm assuming he's golfing in the rain like in Caddyshack.
Let's go to Mary in Lenexa. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
All right, your statement. Oprah Winfrey once dated film critic Gene Siskel. Oprah Winfrey once dated film critic Gene Siskel. Is that truth or myth?
That is...
No Googling.
True.
It is a myth. She did once date Siskel's critic partner, Roger Ebert. I did not remember that.
I just don't picture Oprah dating anyone.
Other than Stedman. She's been with Stedman for 1,000 years, it feels like.
I heard that somewhere.
Really? That's so weird. I mean, they're both from Chicago. It makes sense that they both work there. But I'm sorry, no tickets for you, Mary.
That's okay.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks. Bye.
Let's go to Carla in Kansas City. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning.
All right, trying to win these Styx Joan Jett tickets. Carla, your heart briefly stops when you sneeze. Is that truth or myth? Your heart briefly stops when you sneeze.
I knew the first two answers. I'm going to go with truth.
It is a myth.
This
myth is given as the reason that people say God bless you when you sneeze, but the sneeze actually only alters the rhythm of your heart instead of stopping it. I'm sorry, but that makes the winner Greg in Gardner. Greg, the only one to get it right this morning. You win the tickets. Styx.
Hey, all right.
Joan Jett, Tesla, you'll be at the show at Starlight Tuesday.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Plenty of great prep work. It's a totally 80s weekend here on KC1021. So starting tonight at 5, all your favorites from the 80s as we prepare for that show on Tuesday. Like I said, it doesn't officially kick off till tonight at 5, but let's do a little prep with Rick Springfield, Little Jesse's Girl. It's a show with Jen and Truda, KC1021.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Celebrating birthdays today, actor Ned Beatty turns 81. Golden Globe winning actor Sylvester Stallone is 72, and actor and comedian Kevin Hart is 39 today. The EMT who was kicked by actress Heather Locklear during a disturbance call wants compensation from the actress. TMZ says the first responder has hired a personal injury lawyer and is seeking compensation for medical bills and emotional abuse. Locklear was arrested for misdemeanor battery after she allegedly attacked a cop and an EMT as they attempted to separate her from family members at her house. People Magazine asked Hotel Transylvania 3 Summer Vacation stars Andy Samberg and Selena Gomez to answer some questions from kids. This cute little five-year-old asked them who they would bite.
Hi, my name's Kiva. I'm 5 years old. Who would you bite if you were a vampire?
That's a very serious question because whoever you bite will live forever with you.
Oh, is that how it works?
I think so.
Okay. I'd say my best friend, Courtney.
Probably my wife.
Aww.
But only if she was, like, down for it.
My kids are so excited for the third one. And I actually like these. There are some kids' movies where I'm like, somebody else take them. But this one, I will go see.
I just love her asking the question that I kind of might have asked my friends if we were all sitting and drinking pops, as Truda says.
Yep. J-Lo and Alex Rodriguez sparking some engagement rumors. The singer shared a photo of her and the former MLB player hanging out together on the beach. In it, she's wearing a piece of jewelry on her left ring finger. Lopez just said on Good Morning America recently that she and Rodriguez are taking their time when it comes to marriage. Those two have been dating for about a year and a half. Hopefully, Trudeau will be back Monday. He's out sick again today. We do have a totally 80s weekend for you. That gets started tonight with Natalie Rush at 5 o'clock. All your favorites from the 80s. We'll do a little prep work for that now. Get you in the mood with some Madonna. Have a great weekend. Stay cool. It's KC 1021.
The show with Jen and Truda
on KC 1021.